Look, it's hugely important. A big part of what we are trying to do to develop the north is have better roads, better connectivity. We know there's enormous agricultural opportunities in the north, but if you don't have a road to take that produce to market, there's not much point growing the food. So this is an absolutely crucial ingredient. It's what good governments should be doing, building infrastructure, opening up our country, and this road does that because it'll help connect up Cairns with Melbourne, save 8 hours on the journey, and have a lot of produce like bananas, horticultural products, use this route.
Russell Lethbridge from the Hand Highway Action Group described it as the beginning of the end. And there is about $40 million outstanding. Has the government got any plans to commit to that yet?
Well, first of all, I think I'd like to pay credit and tribute to people like Russell and Alison from the Action Group. They've been a big part of getting to today because it's been a real grassroots effort to highlight the importance of this road and bring it to the attention of state and federal governments. When we announced the funding last year and last year's election campaign, we said we would work with the state government to seal the remaining elements beyond this commitment. We maintain that commitment to do that. There's no point doing a half job, but we also want to make sure we've done this in bite-sized chunks, so the work that we're starting today is being done by the Flinders and Etheridgeshire councils. That's providing jobs for their local contractors, so we'll be progressively trying to seal this over the next decade or so, so give work to local contractors and finally have this inland sealed route away from the Bruce.
Any plans for the rest of the funding? Or?
Well, that's something we're talking and working with the state government at the moment about. Obviously more plans need to be made. We're also hopeful that from what we hear we might be able to get more bang for our buck out of the $52 million we've allocated at the moment. So who knows, it might be less to seal by the end of this project.
Matt Canavan, yesterday we had the CEO of the North Australia Infrastructure Fund on the Country Hour who was saying there's still, I think it was 50 outstanding projects, some of them with a 30-year lifespan. Have you got any plans to make any announcements on them anytime soon?
Well, look, first and foremost, it's the job of the independent Northern Australian Infrastructure Facility to analyse the merits of those 50-odd projects that they're considering. So I certainly won't be preempting those decisions on specific projects. But from what I hear, and I'm sure what the CEO, Mr. Walker, was saying to you, there is some good advanced projects at the moment. So we have set this up to be a multi-decade infrastructure fund, and we've got to make sure we get the right projects, and I'm confident very soon we'll get some very good ones out there.
How soon do you think you'll be rolling them out?
Oh, well, look, the CEO, Ms. Walker, has said the next few months, she thinks. But again, these are large projects, they're complex, they also involve partnerships with the private sector, so we'll fund up to 50% of the debt. So you know, it takes two to tango, and you can't count chickens to your hatch. Sorry for messing a few puns up.